Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
How you been, bro?
What
you
been up to? I've been good, bro. I've been just chilling, just doing absolutely nothing.
What do you mean absolutely nothing, bro? I don't want to hear that.
I've been doing freelance shit. I've been trying to form a portfolio so I can have something to show to clients. For example, I study advertising, right? So yeah. I'm trying to get a better portfolio. It's really hard just because creativity-wise,
yeah.
People think, you know this, people think creativity is easy.
It's not easy.
People think that, Carlos just came up with this shit like out of nowhere.
They just see the outside. They don't see like the work put in.
Exactly. No, dude. There's a lot that goes, especially into advertising, marketing. You would know you've marketed yourself very well, obviously.
Respects.
Very well, obviously. And like, you know that you got to have a message. You got to have a certain feel. You got to have a certain feel that people want.
Yeah.
And you've obviously captured it. The nostalgia. You've got that shit down lock. Bro, you got two channels and they're doing good.
You have to have an idea of like what the market is and what's missing in the market.
What's missing in the market, because supply and demand.
No matter what industry, whether it be like shoes, whether it be clothing, whether it be like even food sometimes, even you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If there's a demand for it, you supply people that demand.
Exactly. Right? Hey, the Wolf of Wall Street, sell me this pen.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Can you write your name? No. Okay, I got you this pen. That's just how it works. Plain and simple.
You just got to find out what, because I feel like a lot of it is too, if you want to blow up fast or if you're looking to have like that moment of, wow, you see how quick he grew?
Yeah.
You have to find that moment of, oh, he knows the trends, or like you can see what trends are coming in. So for example, I think there was this company that does like NFTs and shit, and they did it with NBA, you know, NBA Top Shot.
Yeah.
So when NFTs started first emerging, they were one of the first ones, and they're doing pretty much NBA cards, like trading cards, but it's online.
It's real money.
And then yeah.
It becomes real money.
And now those cards or those like NFTs, they go for $50,000, $100,000, depending on how rare it is.
Yeah.
So if you can hop on a trend early or see kind of where culture is moving toward, then you can capitalize.
You can capitalize hella, bro. Hella. And especially with, okay, fitteds. We were talking about this earlier. Okay?
Yeah.
You were telling me you've been on fitteds.
Yeah.
Like, but that was when people didn't like it. People were with the snapback, the dad hat.
I always change with the trends too, though, because I had fitteds, I had snapbacks, and I had dad hats. But I'd have to like, okay, well, what are people rocking right now? Because then you hop out with a fitted, everybody's wearing snapbacks. It's like a little bit weird, you know?
No, and ever since, like, from I can remember, grade 11, grade 12, you've had this very traditional nostalgia type vibe. Not like this is how I saw you.
Yeah,
you had a nostalgia vibe, and I think now is where you found out that this is my shit. And people will watch this shit.
No, that's fast though. Yeah. That's actually kind of fast.
Yeah, like in,
because people appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly. Like I noticed you were on Jordan 1s first. Like I know in terms of sneakers, everyone was like, okay, Jordan 4s, the Ultra Boost, bro. No one wears that shit no more. Yeah.
But no, I never copped Ultra Boost. I never copped
Ultra. Thank God you did it, bro. The only Ultra Boost I caught were from the Philippines, Green Hills, my God.
Yeah. Yo, Green Hills, that's like the P Mall, the Pacific Mall, right? Dude,
it's a on crack Pacific Mall. It's on crack. Because like you'll find Yeezys with a Gucci snake wrapping around it. You got Jordans with Off-White Dior collab. Before the collab has even happened. Like, bro, what is this? But the thing is, some of them look legit.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is what I want to ask you. What are your thoughts on reps? What are your thoughts on
here's the thing. Because when you talk about reps, it's like, it depends how in the culture you are, right? If you're an OG and you came from, like, everybody was rocking like the sevens, the sixes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The OGs, they had the real, they had to line up. They had to like put their heart and soul into the game to kind of get into the game, you know? But now it's different. The game's different because everything is resell.
Yeah.
So you can look at it two ways. You can look at it like, okay, people want to take part, but we can't even buy. You can't even take part anymore.
Yeah, you can't take part.
Because of resale. Yeah. So resellers is what is what's toxic in the game right now. So I allow reps, but I wouldn't consider them like true sneakerheads, like OGs and shit. If you rock it like that.
If you're going to get reps, like my personal, you're going to buy them to wear.
Yeah,
you're going to
buy
them to wear them. You're going to beat them up. Like, you don't care because these are reps, right? Mm-hmm. There's also this thing I've heard where the sneaker community is gone. Like, it doesn't exist anymore. Yeah,
yo, no cap, it's gone. It's dead, bro.
Exactly.
I don't even think there is a sneaker community anymore. Yeah. It's just like, if you like sneakers, you like sneakers now.
Yeah. It's kind of gone and it sucks because I remember when we were in high school, bro, it was cool. We'd be like, yo, you see this? Yo, we're going to line up for that shit. Yeah. I remember you and was it Leitner?
Yeah, me and Leitner lined up.
Justin Timberlake one?
No, we lined up for the Shadows. The shadow one. Yeah.
Yo, I remember when you got those shadows, every man was hyped.
Yeah.
Because there was a sneaker community. Mm-hmm. We all thought, yo, that shit's hard to get, and you were able to get it. Blessed. And you got it for retail.
Yeah. But which now, is amazing. Now it's like people just get the fakes and shit.
Dude, yeah.
And it's hard. It's so hard to tell. Like, I couldn't even. I'm not going to cap. If someone pulled up with reps, I wouldn't be able to tell. Unless, like, I put them in my hand and had the other pair with me. Mm-hmm. But nobody's checking your shit like that, bro.
No one's checking shit. Personally, I would wear reps just to wear them. Like, for example, I'll get a pair of Dunks. I don't care.
I'll get Dunks
just to wear them because I think they look nice, but I don't have the money to afford the fucking real ones.
Yeah, yo, at the end of the day, just do you. You know what I mean? Because, like, realistically, nobody's checking you.
Yeah.
Nobody's checking. At the end of the day, just do you. But I consider, like, let's say if you're a true sneakerhead, it feels ill to me, like if I buy reps and like,
I know
it's not to me personally. 100%. But like, if it doesn't bother you, then you'll run with your shit, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, don't let nobody tell you any different. Like, exactly. Just do your thing.
Do your shit. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, and that's why you're here now, isn't it?
Yeah, bro. Because you can take that mentality and bring it to anything. Yeah. Like, you can take that mentality. It's just confidence, right? Mm-hmm. Just run with what you want to do, right? Run with what you want to do. Run with like how you feel. Yeah. Other people, if they fuck with, they'll fuck with you. If they don't fuck with, they don't fuck with you. That's it.
How do you find those people though? How do you find those people that 100% fuck with you and those people who are just with you because, yo, this guy's gonna get big. I'm just trying to fuck with this guy because he's gonna get big. How do you find those people?
I feel like you have to have an idea of how people are. You have to know enough people to see patterns. Okay. That makes sense?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you can kind of tell like archetypes from people. I'm not saying a lot of people are the same. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying you can see tendencies in certain people. Like, you can start to see, let's say, oh, I know Robin. He used to do his homework like this. So he has a tendency to do this type of shit. You know what I mean? Because it's like patterns and stuff, right? Mm. I see his type of character. Later down on the road, I'm gonna be like, okay, that's how he's acting in this situation. Mm-hmm. When it comes to a situation like this, I can see similarities where he might act a certain way according to you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what it is. But you also have to be like, I'm always like, I give full respect to anybody right when I meet them.
Yeah.
Until they give me a reason for them not to
be respected.
To lose their respect, right?
Yeah.
You got to lose your respect, you know what I mean? I'll give you respect, but you have to lose your respect.
Oh, yeah, no, that's big. You got to always give respect. It's always respect in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. Never after. They don't gain your respect. You give respect, you can only lose respect.
Exactly.
That's actually a good thing to live by. Mm-hmm. Because like, for me, how I would determine is because if they can tell me something that I'm in 100% truth.
Yeah.
I know they're like, that's one simple way is I know they're going to be real. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, yo, Robin, that does not look good on you.
Yeah, if they're straight up with
straight up. Mm. Exactly. Like, that's one easy way to find real people, real homies, real friends. They'll be straight up. They'll be like, nah, dude, that shit is whack.
Because some people, like, they beat around the bush and shit.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's good for
for certain things.
What's that word? Like, self. What's it called? Self-esteem.
Self-esteem.
It's good for self-esteem, but it's really doing them a disservice because later it's like a false self-esteem. Feel me?
Yeah.
You're bigging them up, but they're not even that should be big up like that.
You see those mans on TikTok who are dancing, but like, bro, you really aren't doing.
Or
people who sing, like, yo, you're really not that good.
I know, but
like, everyone gasses them up in the comments.
Here's the thing, fam. I see so many people, like, they get bigged up because of, like, let's say their music or whatever, that do not need that. You know what I mean? They need to be told they need to get better. Feel me? Or they're not going to get better.
It's so funny because like they actually think they're good.
It's because it's a false like it's an illusion because people give them that.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Okay, no hate to mans who like think they're good.
Of course,
like,
of course.
Dude, if you're good, you're good.
Yeah.
Okay? But like sometimes managers need to be told it's not for you.
But at the same time, it is hard though because how would you tell somebody, you're not doing that well right now?
The thing is, I'd have to have known them for a while, right?
Yeah.
I can't meet a person. Actually, no, it could go in two ways. Because if you've just met that person, you can say, yo, your thing is shit. But the thing is, they might not listen to you because you just met them. But if like I've known them for a while, I know who they are, what they're actually capable of, then yeah, I'll be like, yo, 100%. You're not good at it. Okay, you can find something else. You're way more talented than this. Do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because you gotta be respectful, but you have to... Because it depends on the person too, right? How they take it.
Yeah.
Because you know me, you can tell me if I'm doing something shitty, then be like, yo, that's fucking whack. Then I won't take it no way. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I agree or whatever. And also it's a thing of other people might not see your vision. So let's say you're in creative. Oh, let's put yourself in their shoes.
I got you.
If you're a creative and people are telling you like, oh, I don't fuck with the vision. I don't see it.
Yeah.
If you truly believe in it, then prove us wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
100%. That's a way you can look at it too.
That's true.
You can use it either as like a motivator, or you can use it as a way of like, okay, maybe I should switch things up.
Yeah, switch things up. Yeah. And I feel like just trying to be different is hard.
Yeah.
Just trying to be different and doing your own stuff so people see your vision is really hard. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that with you and Gavin. Like, I'm trying to remember, like, I'm trying to bring it back to high school.
To high school, yeah.
Like, you guys had your own vision. Everyone was like, yeah, nah, yo, that's stupid, bro.
Yeah,
like,
so some people didn't see it in the beginning, right? They don't see it in the beginning.
But the thing is, because, like, our whole high school friend group of guys, I feel like we were all 100% real with each other. So we were just like, yo, that shit ain't gonna work, whatever. But then you guys kept going at it. And then eventually, like, there's, like, you, Jalen, you got DeAndre. You guys have you guys have done your own stuff, and you found your niche. You found your thing. You found people who... see your vision, who see your vision, and then now people are realizing what your vision was and be like, oh shit, it made sense.
Which
is really cool, which is really, really,
because it's just important, because I wouldn't want to do something to please others. I would want it to please myself first. I mean, so whatever I do, no matter like what projects I go into, it's gonna be for myself first. But at the same time, I'm still taking into account like how other people would see it.
Yeah,
but I don't make that like the catalyst of like, oh, whether I'm gonna do it or not.
Yeah, but I mean? Think there's a fine line though. There's a fine line where you gotta be like, sure, it's not gonna please everyone, but it's only gonna please a certain amount of people, which is what you have, and it's really good. Like, I've seen your community and all your stuff. It's amazing. You guys have a nice community. You guys you guys got nice supporters. You got mans in your comments actually commenting, yo, I look forward to this shit. You know how much that probably makes you feel really good,
because yo, it means the most, bro. Yo, it means the most.
They really look forward to watching your shit. And it's really fun. Like, I think it boosts your self esteem.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
It boosts your self esteem, makes you want to do shit more.
It's a big motivator for sure. Biggest motivator.
Yeah, and like just as a creative overall, anyone who can support, even especially when it's a random person across the world you don't even know, and they say, yo, your shit's blessed, dude, it's amazing. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, for sure,
like,
bro.
For me, that's what I have found really hard as a creative, because like I've been doing only small shit. Like, I'm just doing small graphic design stuff, which is good for experience and stuff.
Fam, no, like, not a lot of people know this, like, you're one of the reasons I started the podcast. Like, even if you don't think that, like,
how
dog, you're the first person to do a podcast locally.
Oh,
if you really bag it, like, you're the only person I knew with a podcast.
Yeah, no, because me, shout out to Spencer, I don't know if you're watching this, but me and him, we started because we were like, fuck it, dude, Spencer loves talking, I love talking, why not just do a podcast? And we did it for fun. We did it over when COVID started.
Yeah, it was perfect timing.
But I think we did it a bit too early. I think you got it at the right time, but I think we did it a bit too early. But
you know what though? There's never too early, bro. Listen. There's never too early, because listen here. You can be early and then find your way through.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Find your way through the jungle, right? Because even if you are early, you need those like first couple, let's say first couple episodes or first couple like experiences.
Like your roots.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Because then you know how to navigate through. Mm-hmm. Like you go on a journey for the first time. Yeah. You're not going to know the path.
That's true.
But after you do a couple times, you do a little bit of practice.
You already know where to go. You got
exactly.
Left and right. Yeah, because we started it for fun. We were like, screw it. We just did it over, I forgot what it was called. It was like a random online recording software.
Yeah.
We would just record there. We were like, all right, you upload it to Spotify. That was it.
Mm.
And we only did audio only. Then we tried doing video. That's a lot of work.
Mm.
I know how much work you guys
it's
go through.
It's a lot. It's a lot of work, bro.
You guys may think these 1 hour are just cut and paste.
Yeah, yeah.
No. It's not, because sometimes stuff goes out of sync and you got to sync that shit up again. You got to.
It's so much shit, bro. Especially people don't realize, like, it's a lot in the behind the scenes. I'm not even going to cap.
But no, like, I appreciate you seeing me as to why you started.
Yo, fam, tell me this. Like, who inspired you guys? I'm curious. Who inspired you guys?
Bobby Lee, bro.
Bobby Lee? Yeah. He's hilarious. Yeah, I used to watch, I watched hella Bobby Lee back
then. Bobby Lee's so funny. He has no filter. That's the thing. We want to get to that point where you're no filter and no one will cancel you. Because of cancel culture, you cannot say stuff that you really want to say.
Yeah.
Because when you're small and then someone overhears that, that'll blow up. And say, yo, this guy said this. Yo, he doesn't screw with feminists or whatever. Like, they fact.
It's hard though.
It's really hard.
It's hard because you never know. There's so many different types of people that watch a certain niche of content, right?
Yeah.
And you never know. One person might have an experience with that rubbed them the wrong way.
Exactly.
And which is fair, you know. Which is fair. You can't like, you gotta do you. At the end of the day, like, if you want to, it wouldn't be your content if you didn't do it like you. You know what I mean? Exactly.
It's because of Bob. It really is because of Bobby
Lee. Yeah, Bobby Lee's your biggest inspiration. Yeah.
His whole setup, his whole thing, we're like, yo, this is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because Spencer, he's been a talker. He's always a talker.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, even his parents have said, yo, you should do a podcast or do radio or whatever. Mm. So I was like, you know what? I'm not doing anything. I might as well try it.
Yeah, bro.
I might as well try it. Like,
why not, eh?
That's a mentality to have that's really good. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't know how to do it, why not figure out how to do it?
Exactly.
Because you never know. It might help you near the end.
I preach that all the time, bro.
Exactly.
All the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I never did, like, no test run of this shit. Nothing. Like, I just went, hopped on, like, let me see if I'm good at it. That's it.
Exactly. And if any of you out there who want to start a podcast, just do it.
Yeah.
Find your niche. I'm not saying it's bad to copy people, but like,
bro, so we're getting some mans that are copying us and shit now, but like, it's a way of flattery. I understand, like, it's flattering, but when it comes down to fucking copying the exact
to the T, bro.
Then it's like, you're just ripping off now.
Yeah.
But I always preach to steal, but steal properly. So for me, I steal a lot, but you wouldn't notice because I steal in a way that, like, I make it my own.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, let's say in my clothing, when I first did.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah. With the socks, fam.
With the reflective socks, right? I took elements from other designers.
Yeah, you did.
But people wouldn't know because I put two things together and kind of married it
into your one. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to disclose it though. Because like, oh shit, that's where he gets his inspiration from. But for example, look at Tarantino. I said this before, but look at Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino said, good artists copy.
Exactly.
But great artists steal.
Whoa.
So in the sense that when you steal something, you don't get caught.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you steal something, you hide it. But when you copy something, it's just blatantly obvious.
You know, because when you steal something, you make it yours.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when you copy, the definition of copy is you literally mimic whatever was there.
Mm-hmm.
When you steal something, you're trying to make it yours.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, yeah. So when you steal something, you don't like steal something and it's exactly the same. You steal something from this. Mm-hmm. Then you steal something from this.
Yeah.
And I steal something from that. You know what I mean? Then I change it into my own thing.
Yeah.
It's not like I take this and it's exactly the same. Nah, that's fucked. I don't rate any of those mans that copy us like that.
See, the thing is, like, for me is the same. When I make logos, I try and take these different aspects of different very famous ones, but I never try and copy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do, you will literally see, like, me and other people be like, yo, that looks like this logo.
Yeah,
it's because
you
literally copied it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take aspects of different things and make it your own, or else you'll never be original. You'll never be original to yourself and to the people who are watching you, to the people who see what you're doing.
I feel like there's so many different types of creatives too. Because there's some people that take a lot of inspiration, and then there's some people that just, like, out of nowhere, you know what I mean?
I feel
like I really want to surround myself with more of those type of people because they have ideas where you're like, damn, how did you even come up with that? How did you put your mind to something like that, right?
Yeah.
Like, they'll come up with something on the spot or just spontaneously, yeah. and then it becomes a hit. Yeah. I've, one example is like Juice WRLD. Did you know Juice WRLD? A lot of his songs are freestyled.
No way.
Yeah, a lot of his songs, like he just goes in the booth, he freestyles that shit, and he's like, "All right, that was a hit."
No way.
Dead ass, bro.
He just go. Nah, I don't got that creativity, bro. I don't got that creativity.
But I feel like that's like a rare trait. Yeah. Like you don't see a lot. And when you find those people, you got to keep them close.
Yeah. That's like your end game ideal of like what you want to be as a creative.
Yeah.
Know? It's your end game.
And just like a freestyle person in general is like really, it's really rare.
Yeah. No. And like I've seen, I don't know if you've seen the movie where they freestyle rap battle.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I forgot, 8 Mile?
I think so.
Yeah,
I
with Eminem. Eminem, yeah. right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know what you're talking
Dude,
about.
That's crazy to me that these guys are coming up with all this shit on the spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything you come up with on the spot is amazing to me, because for me, I'm not the idea guy. I'm more of the execution guy.
Mm.
You can tell me what to do and I'll know what to do. Like I can make it for you.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's really hard for me to come up with an idea because I don't know. It's just hard. It's just really, really hard. I can execute, but it's really hard.
So you got to practice that
exactly.
side of it.
Exactly. That's
right?
Why I need to practice.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Even like comedians too, though. Like some comedians,
stand up,
bro. I put so much credit to like those comedians because they come up with shit on the spot too. Just like
I
that.
Oh yeah.
They're just quick witted with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you have to be a very witty person to do that type of stuff.
Yo, so I have this theory for you.
What?
So you ever heard the Shrek theory?
Nah.
All right, listen, bro. So there's a theory that Shrek in the first movie just made up his name. And Shrek isn't actually his name. Listen. So when Donkey first okay. like met Shrek, mm-hmm. he's like, "Oh, what's your name?" And then Shrek paused. He's like, Shrek. So this guy made up his name, and Shrek was like the first sound that came up to his head.
Fine. How do you? Man said, "Yo, my name's Shrek. I got a basketball game tomorrow." Dude, what? So he paused and said, "Yo, let me think of a name real quick."
He's like, "Shrek." that's like the first sound that came to his head. He's like, "Shrek." And he just ran with that shit, bro.
And yo, he created the whole series.
Yeah, because Taken, he was in isolation for so long. He didn't have contact to other people, right? So he never had a use for a name. Yeah,
he never heard of the concept of a name or
like yeah.
just that concept in general.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So when he was asked his name, he was just like, oh Shrek.
You could have said Luke. You could have said Jason. Nah, my guy said Shrek. No, here, there's this one theory I've seen on the backyard. Have you talked about backyard again theories?
Oh, no, we haven't actually.
Okay, so there's this theory how every single one of them is an actual animal. One of them is a moose.
Oh, yeah,
hippo,
yeah.
And then there's a Uniqua.
Mm-hmm.
Uniqua is just a pink.
Yeah, wait, what is Uniqua?
Apparently, since you know how all their adventures are imaginary.
Yeah.
Apparently, Uniqua is imaginary. She's an imaginary friend that doesn't actually exist.
No way.
The thing with this theory is every adventure they go to imaginary, it disappears. But Uniqua doesn't disappear.
Yeah.
She's always there.
She's always there, yeah.
What they're thinking is that Uniqua is just this constant imaginary friend that's always there with them, so she's not actually real.
Wait. You know at the end of Backyardigans when they all go to their houses?
And where does Uniqua go? He just disappears.
No, that's facts. That's facts though. Where does she go?
I didn't even think about that. Where the fuck is she?
Because you know how they have like different color houses? One for like Tyrone.
One
for like Austin,
what
right?
Fucking Uniqua.
And what is she, bro? What is she? Is she supposed to be a bug?
She's an alien, bro. Okay, and here's another theory that I saw.
Yeah.
Where apparently the Backyardigans are after a nuclear apocalypse. And how, like, the animals, they grew into, like, these human creatures. apparently, because like there's this episode where where before the world used to be run by cops, and like because of the cops, like there was this whole war and everything happened, and that's how it was a nuclear apocalypse. So apparently, all these guys are mutated animals, and Uniqua is just some next
like alien or something.
Some next alien that they don't know. Frick, it's like Mew looking at. Dude, like, yeah, that's what I saw, because I was like, what the heck? Unique was imaginary, so, like, I just kept going in this spiral hole of seeing who the backyardigans are and, like, how they came to be.
It kind of makes sense, though, because she would look like, if you had an imaginary friend, that would be it.
Yeah.
If any of them are imaginary, that's the imaginary one.
Okay, no, I have a scary story for you.
A scary story?
In terms of imaginary friends. Yeah. So, I was babysitting my family friend's little kid, right?
Yeah.
And we were drawing, he was drawing his stuff. And then he goes, look, it's my mat. I looked at his paper and it says, there's a rocking chair with his friend on it. And there's a rocking chair in the room.
Oh, shit.
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Rocking chair in the room. I was like, oh, is that your imaginary friend?
Mm-hmm.
And then he points to it.
Yeah.
Rocking chair moves.
Nah, are you serious?
Yeah. Yo. I've told this before to my... Dude, it moved. I said, all right, yo, let's go upstairs. And then he said, yeah, my imaginary friends are coming. I was like,
no, dude,
that's probably the scariest I've ever been. I don't care if I'm in a dark room or whatever, but that has scared me because the timing was too perfect.
Yo.
He pointed at the moving chair. It moved.
And there's like, no like wind or nothing.
Nah, we were in the basement. There's no wind. No fan was on. It was completely still until he pointed at it.
Bam. Does he have like a third, like a sixth sense?
I don't know.
He might still, bro.
I don't want to find out because after that, I said, yeah, it was fun babysitting stuff. It was fun babysitting stuff. And then that was it. I think that was the last time I
babysit. That was the last time you babysit?
And then I had another friend who babysitted for them.
Yeah, yeah.
She experienced the same thing.
Word.
See, like they drew and also, but it wasn't a chair this time. It was like a piece of paper moved on the table because.
Nah, the kid said imaginary friend did it?
Still, yeah.
What the fuck? That's crazy. Wait, are they Filipino?
Yeah.
100%. Bro, I'm telling you that... Oh, shit, I just dropped. Bro, I'm telling you, there's something about, like, Filipinos and, like, ghosts and shit.
Yeah.
Like, how? I swear, almost every single Filipino has a family member, either that had a sixth sense or, like...
They've experienced something.
Like,
yeah.
Whether it be here or even in the Philippines.
It's just superstitious, because Filipinos are superstitious.
Yeah,
Superstitious cultures that I can think of. Like, we have the white lady, we have the aswang, and all that stuff. And it's always scared me, because what if... It's actually true.
Yeah.
Because there's so many cases at this point. What if it's real?
I personally believe there's some truth to certain things. Whether it be like, even just like a coincidence that if you do this, that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a truth in it somewhere where that will cause like a frequency or something. Or like something we can't understand.
Mm-hmm.
For example, my Lola, right?
Mm-hmm.
When my little cousin was born, she has like a birthmark on her arm. And she's like, okay, we have to do this ritual to take away the birthmark. So she said, we need like, you know that little thing on like a chicken's neck?
Oh, yeah, the little flappy thing.
Yeah, flappy thing.
It's how they do the cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah, so you had to take that, you have to burn it, and then you have to do like a prayer around the fire. And we'll take away the birthmark.
Don't tell me it came off. Don't tell me.
Bro, she did it and it came off. So hold on. Tell me how that worked. Tell me how. give me some scientific, like, tell me how that worked.
I don't know.
There's no, who knows, right? Like, because there's even, for example, miracles and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Miracles happen every day, right?
Yeah.
How do you explain these miracles? It's just like a crazy coincidence, or maybe there's something that we just don't understand.
There's this superstitious presence that's always there. Like with my mom, she has all her superstitions.
Yeah,
and all
yeah.
That. Like the simple ones where you don't watch TV with the lights closed and all that stuff. And then
wait, why,
dude? It's been scientifically proven to not the watching with your TV with the lights closed.
Yeah,
it doesn't do anything. But my mom says no, it makes her eyes worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But we all watch like in the theaters and when it's dark.
That's right? Not like your mom. It's literally been scientifically proven. And she goes, no. My grand, she'll say a random relative that I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went blind because
was it true though?
I don't know.
Okay, yo,
I've never met that relative. Bro.
Yeah.
I've never met him.
The thing with that too, it could be like you believe it so much that it becomes true though.
Because
manifestation, right?
Manifestation, yeah.
Because when you believe in something so much, like even if it's like a superstition, it's gonna be true. You know what I mean? Yeah, you think like, oh, I have to do something before my basketball game, or like it has to be a certain way, I have to step on my right foot, not my left, or else I'm gonna have a bad game. Then if you believe that, then that's what it'll be.
Yeah, at a certain point, it just becomes true to you.
Yeah, exactly.
It really does. Mm-hmm. And speaking like Filipinos, we're probably like the most weird culture, I'd say.
You think so?
I'd say we're pretty weird. Maybe. Say we have a weird culture, but at the same time, it's amazing because we all... All Filipinos would be like, yo, you know this? And we'd all know it. We'd all know it for some reason. True. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, when families would come over to your house, right? Mm-hmm. And you'd help your mom do stuff. And she says, no, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
So she tells you to stop doing it.
Yeah.
And then you're just sitting there not doing anything. And she goes, why aren't you helping? Bro, I tried to help
her. That happens all the time, bro.
Like, I showed a video to my mom. And she's like, that's not true. And literally the next day, people came over. So I tried to help.
Yeah.
And then she said, Anak, you're doing it wrong. I was like, okay, fine. I go away. And then she goes, Anak, why aren't you helping? I was like, Mom, and I showed her the video. She's like, oh, shoot. She realized how true that was to her, to like character as a mom, as a Filipino mom.
And you know, Filipinos, we relate a lot to not only just other Filipinos, to even like Latinos too.
Yeah.
And even other, because... We're technically Latino Asian, like in a sense.
We're the Latin Asians,
bro. Yeah, because Spain colonized the Philippines, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And then there was like obviously breeding of like other Asian countries in there, mixed in with like Chinese, Japanese, whatever. Mm-hmm. Even some the native Filipinos, they're dark skinned.
Yeah, that's true.
They have Afro hair.
Oh yeah. We do.
Right?
Yeah. They're like the tribes. Yeah, I've seen the tribes. So they have Afro hair.
In a sense, like those are like the real Filipinos because they're indigenous.
Indigenous.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then when people colonized it over years. Because mm-hmm. I think those indigenous people, they were like out of contact of the regular society, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Because they're in like the mountains and shit.
Yeah. And like, you know how some of them are cannibals?
No way.
Yeah. Some Filipino tribes are cannibals because that's just how they've always been. If they've never gone out of that tribe, so they don't know anywhere else out of society. And there's this video of a girl exploring the mountains.
Yeah.
And you can see the tribe trying to hunt them in the background.
Nah.
Like, they had the spears out and everything. They're about
to
charge.
That's crazy. What the fuck?
Like, they didn't notice until they looked at the video again that there's people behind them hunting them.
What the hell?
Yeah, they hunt, and then what they would do is cut off the heads and put it around the area so people would know.
Whoa, like on this? Yeah. Yo, that's some like medieval shit, bro.
Yo, our tribes are screwed, bro.
How many times have you been? You grew up there, right?
I grew up. I moved here 2007.
Yeah.
Then I went back 2010. Mm-hmm. And then I went back again for a wedding.
Yeah.
I think it was 2015. Mm-hmm. So I've only gone back like 3 times. Each time I'm spoiled because, you know, I'm the guy from
North America.
I can speak English without the Filipino accent, you know. So like in the wedding, they got me to read everything. I was like,
bro. Oh, wait.
I was like, you're just telling me this now? I'm in front of my voice cracked, Mike. I was reading. I was like, John 16. I was like, oh,
Yo, you know how whenever you go to a Filipino party and you have a talent? And then everybody forces you like,
oh,
yo,
my God.
Show your talent. Show your talent. We'll give you money. I guess your talent was actually speaking English.
Speaking English. No, and when I went back 2010, they're like, you know Robin can sing. I was like, no, I can't. My mom. And because where my mom lives, she lives right beside a school because her mom owns a school. So like there's a bunch of kids there and there's a whole stadium.
Word, yeah.
So then.
You sang?
One night we just go there. Yeah. Just a gathering, the whole De Leon family, the whole Ligani family. You go there and they go, you know, Robin can sing. And then karaoke, they turn on the karaoke. They put on freaking the Lazy Song by Bruno Mars.
I was literally going to say Bruno Mars.
The Lazy Song. And I go up, I sing for like a good minute. And I go around, 100 pesos.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. You want me to sing again? I don't sing good, but like, am I missing again? Like, it's actually they will what's that word?
They'll hype you up.
They'll hype you up. They'll milk the crap out of you, and it's just funny. It's just funny, man.
And it's good too because it's like it boosts up the kid's confidence. Yeah, you know?
It really does.
It really boosts up the kid's confidence, and it's like you have a purpose of like, yo, do it, because you get paid and shit, money. Right? I'm not even gonna cap. Like, I would do stuff at parties just to get money. Like, because I can see that. Like, if I wanted to get a game that was coming out or something when I was little, like, all right, what do you guys want to see?
This he goes up, yo, you trying to sing a dance? Yo, you trying to sing a dance?
I can't even sing or dance like that, but I'll do it.
But now you go, yo, you want to be my podcast? And then they'll be...
Yeah. Now, like, because technically my talent is, like, talking. So what would I do?
What would you do?
I just talk to the Titos, bro. Go talk to your Titos.
No, I hate that. When they go and, like, there's these relatives that you don't even know or you haven't seen them in so long.
Yeah.
Go talk to your Tito. What am I supposed to talk about? I haven't. I don't know them. Or they give you the phone. They're on the phone call, and they go,
here. Oh, yo, that one, bro. Oh my god.
They go, here, talk to your Lola. You go, hello.
Yo, I know those exactly, bro. I know those exactly. And it's just like, yeah, I'm in school, blah blah blah. Yeah.
You have a girlfriend?
It's always the same. Yeah, it's always the same. You have a girlfriend?
No, not yet. What? Huh? Are you bakla? Like, yo, they're like, what? You're already 20 years old. You don't have a girlfriend? Like, I'm focusing on school. Hey, what the? Like, what?
Yo, I swear there's something about, like, especially the Filipinos that come here, mm-hmm. like during high school and stuff, they always find, like, a significant other so quickly, bro. Like, they're always in a relationship right away. Like, the fobs.
Oh, okay, fobs, yeah.
The fobs that come over.
Yeah.
Bro. Right away, they're in a relationship out of nowhere.
Yeah, they're high school.
I swear, fam, like, fobs always find a way to find true love more than once even. You know what I mean? Like, they have an abundance of true love, like, out of nowhere.
They stick together and they're kind of stuck together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, it's because we don't understand what they're doing. Let's just stick within our group. And eventually they're like, okay, I just want to date you. You want to be my girlfriend? And it's like,
oh, word.
You
word.
Know what I mean? Because, like, It's the same with any culture. If you're just within your culture and you mm-hmm. understand,
it's kind of like a bubble.
It's just your bubble. It's your clique or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But it's though. I love seeing, like, I used to chill with some of the ESL. Yo, they're funny, bro. They're funny.
Yeah, because they're so innocent to our culture and our society that they don't even know what they're doing, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's because everything is so much more later mm-hmm. in the film. Like, we've been doing, for example, like, a song would come out, like Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, it'd be popular in the Philippines.
Is it actually like that?
Yeah, it'd be like a year later, or it'd be like 3 months later, it's popular, but it's already dying out here. Like,
damn, it takes that I didn't even know that.
It takes that long for a trend to appear in the Philippines.
Wow. I don't know why. Even like movies and shit, too, they get a little bit later, right?
Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
But the only thing they keep up with is K-pop.
Oh, true. K-pop, but that's like all Asia.
Yeah, that's because it's in there.
Taking Asia, they have their own full culture. Like, you know how we have like North American culture?
Yeah.
And then, like, Asia's like a whole different scene.
It's crazy.
They don't even listen to the same shit we listen to. They don't even do the same shit we do, you know what I mean?
Everything's different. Like, even when it comes down to taking off your shoes when you come in the house.
Yeah.
Like, it's different. Like, sometimes, when I was working with one of my group friends in uni for a project, I go and I take off my shoes. They're like, why did you take off your shoe?
They don't take off their shoes, bro. Oh, my God.
And they just walk in. I was like, bro, your floor's gonna get dirty. He's like, no, it's okay. We have a maid. I was like, what? You got a maid? I gotta do that.
Fam, even some of my black friends, they take off their shoes too.
Exactly.
I feel like it's a very ethnic thing though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of other people do it.
Were you born here or in the Philippines?
I was born here, bro.
Oh.
I was born here.
Because for me, a big culture shock for me, because in the Philippines,
yeah,
when you you can just wash yourself with water and it just drains into the ground. Like, you don't have to worry about a tub or a sink. Really? Like, the ground is literally like a sink and you can just let the water flow.
So you didn't have like a tile or nothing?
No, it was just you can let the water flow and then there's a drain. It just goes down.
Oh, it's like a concrete.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
So when I came here, when I was 7 years old, bro, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Word.
Bro, tell me why I took a shower in the middle of the bathroom
and I was on the floor.
And the water was going into the vent. Like, it was going. I was like, oh shoot, that's the drain or whatever, and it was going to the air conditioning vent.
Bro.
My Tito was like, what are you doing? I was like, isn't this how you shower?
And you had like the bathtub beside you.
Dude, I actually just let water run on the ground. That was the biggest culture shock to me.
Damn.
When I came here, the biggest culture shock, and not cleaning after yourself when you eat that fast food.
Oh.
Because in the Philippines, you can leave your stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll have workers clean it for you. Here you don't. You gotta clean your own shit.
Wait, what do you mean?
And like, for example, in the McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah.
I can leave my tray and all the trash I had on that
table. Oh, and then the workers will take care of it.
They'll take care of it. They'll take care of it.
Word.
Like here, I was like, why do I have to pick it up? That's so weird to me because in the Philippines, Philippines is a developing country. Mm-hmm. So you would assume it'd be the other way.
The opposite, yeah. The other way around. That's what I would think.
Yeah, but no, here, just like workers have, they have their own rights and shit. They can do, if you don't clean it up, they don't have to do it. So I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, it's just, there's a lot of culture shocks I had when I moved here. It was just really funny.
Yo, what's the thing you miss the most about the Philippines? Like you can't get here. Whether it be just like even an experience.
The whole... So, like, what would happen is
yeah.
there's always a guy walking around your neighborhood saying, "Taho!" It's a Filipino dessert.
Mm-hmm.
So you just...
Oh, it's the tofu thing, right?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. This is the equivalent to here is the ice cream truck coming around.
Mm-hmm.
That was the equivalent there. It was a dessert. They put the tofu, and then they put the sugar syrup or whatever, and then the tapioca ball. And you just ask your mom, "Mom, can I have like 100 pesos or whatever?" And then get me one. And then you'd come in like that. I always enjoyed. As a big kid, I enjoyed that a lot.
That was your favorite. Yo, it's fire though.
It's one of the things I miss, and I'd say family, just because I was one of the first children in that family, in my mom's side. So I was spoiled hella.
Oh, true.
So like, they're like, oh, you want this?
Yeah.
You know, when you're spoiled, you're going to get big. So that's why. And like, they'd actually get me anything I wanted. But I think it was good I moved here because it humbled that fact.
You're the firstborn.
I was the firstborn. Mm-hmm. I got to get my shit myself.
Yeah,
because back then,
but
back in the Philippines, they'd be like, you want this? I'm like, yeah. And then they get it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. Once in a while, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Literally just getting anything you want whenever. Yeah. But now?
I feel like, Filipinos is always like a team effort type thing. Like whether it be with your family, they're always, they support you like crazy.
Yeah. Right? Like even the thought of moving out, my parents are like, no, they don't want me to move out.
Yeah, me either, bro.
Yeah, they really don't want me to. Like, they really want me to stay there as long as possible. And it makes sense, right? Because like free food.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay rent. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is pay for the stuff you want.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's what I think Filipinos, we're just very family oriented culture. Very, very family.
Yeah, 100%.
Even our neighbors, they're surprised that me and my brother and sister still play
together
in the backyard. Yeah. Yeah, we do stuff together. They're like, they still do that stuff when they're that old? We're like, yeah.
It's normal to us.
It's normal.
Yo, you know those, it's like those little medallions. I forgot what it's called. Medallions in the Philippines that you get like on the street, and it's supposed to hold like superpowers and shit.
Oh,
you know
what I'm talking about? It's like the... And it's supposed to keep like the ghost out of your house, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
I used to have that in my apartment. And when I used to live in an apartment,
yeah,
I had that on every window.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo.
But the thing is, it freaked me out because like, if it absorbs the energy, isn't it going to stay in there? Like, what if it comes out?
Does it absorb the energy? I don't know what it does though.
I think either repels or it absorbs bad energy. And like, that's what happens. And I was like, why? I tell my parents, why do we have this? It's to keep bad energy out.
Yeah.
And that, it always freaked me out because it's on my window. And if I have my window open in the middle of the night sometimes, I'd hear a tap and I get scared.
What?
Like, now I'm not as scared anymore of some things. But back when I was a kid, because my parents were really, especially my mom,
superstitious.
I was afraid of everything. I was like, back then when I was a kid.
Did they tell you a lot about ghosts and stuff?
Not as much. No, not as much as other people that I know. Yeah. They've been told a lot. For me, they kind of kept me within a circle or whatever, so that I wouldn't be exposed too much of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How about you,
bro? I'm like, cause I've never been to the Philippines yet. Mm-hmm. Eh? Like,
really?
Never been.
And you're, oh my god,
I never been,
you
bro.
You gotta go, bro.
I'm 21, haven't been to the Philippines yet.
I mean, if you go there, imagine there's a man who's watched Jumpers Jump.
We have some. I think our second country, because we're highest in the United States,
yeah,
then Philippines, and then Canada.
Holy, you got a hella Filipino.
Yeah, fans. We got hella Filipino fans. And then I remember someone hit me up, like they want it like translated into Tagalog.
Oh,
yeah, that's cool. There's a lot of people that watch it.
Yeah. Because you got to translate your videos to different languages.
Mm-hmm. Maybe when we're big enough, maybe we'll go out there and do like a meet and greet or some shit.
Yo, nah, dude, Philippines are gonna go crazy. Filipinos are crazy, man. They're gonna go crazy for that stuff. Mm.
Yo, you know GMA and like those like
GMA,
TV.
TFC,
TFC. And so whenever I watch that, or like whenever my Lola watches it, I always see like. Like the television shows, and it's always so low budget where it's like, how did they even get allowed to make that?
Their budget is probably lower than what you have now. They probably don't even have these cameras that you're using right now. They don't got anything that you got here. They probably don't even have lights that you have right now. It's so low budget, but it's made it so iconic to the Philippines.
I know, it's so iconic though, right? Like, I don't think they don't want better.
Yeah, exactly. And like, my parents still watch it. Like, my parents have moved on from that. They do K-drama now and all that. But like, when they used to do it, it was like nonstop. They would watch. Mm-hmm. It'd be like so stupid. Like, the mom would get hurt in the arm and she'd be carried out in a stretcher, bro. Like, why? And the mom... There'd be a breakup scene and then the girl would fall and she'd go like that, like all over, like why? But like, it's iconic to the Philippines.
Yeah, it
bro.
Is. It's like, iconic. They love, they kind of like that.
We're extra. Yeah. We're very extra. Mm-hmm. We're very extra people.
I always think like, what if somebody with really good editing skills or has like a really good vision, creative direction, goes out there and makes TV there? Because low key, I think they would do really well.
I think they would, but I don't think they'd be.
There's no money in it.
I don't think they would be as appreciated for the work they do because I don't think they'll know how much he's actually put into the work, you know? Because people are so used to that low budget movie.
They like it. They like it like that.
Like that's their norm.
Yeah.
So if they see something high budget, something like this, they'll be like, what? I don't even realize what I'm watching. It just looks like a normal. They won't realize like how much money and time you spend on something like this.
Yeah, I guess so. That's true. Yeah. That's true. But I would like to see, like, let's, for example, you should go out there and make some movies, bro. Make some television shows.
But the thing is, Filipino horror movies are scary.
Yo, they're the scariest. It's
so scary how low budget it is that they have to get real.
That's not even, it's real paranormal shit. It's not real. Even like, they have no money for effects. That's real stuff.
That's real. Like, you see the girl getting freaking possessed. Taken over by being possessed. And like, yo, I don't know if that's real or fake. I don't know if it's real or fake. And they take out the freaking cross and then they cure the person. I was like, what the heck? Like,
yeah, you ever
it
seen
scares me even more.
You ever seen like a possession in real life? Like in
No.
Because I heard that happens out
it
there.
It happens
bro.
A lot, but like in the more like poor areas, it happens a lot.
Word, yeah.
But like I remember I was I'm part of this like Christian community, right? Mm-hmm. And we had this retreat mm-hmm. where we stayed overnight at a place mm-hmm. and the beds. They're the type of beds you'd see of people getting possessed and they have to like handcuff them.
No way.
And I had to sleep on that bed, bro. I was so scared. I felt some energy running through.
Yo, what the hell?
And like some of the beds were like shaking and like broken.
Yeah.
Cause
it's been used.
Bro, I slept there one night. I'm telling my parents, like, mom, I'm never going back there again. Even my mom was scared. My whole family was scared because bro, the beds look so like the ones you see in the movies of people getting possessed and them shaking out of it
mm-hmm.
that no one wanted to sleep in the beds. Bro.
Do they have like handcuffs on there or some shit?
No. And then there's just one picture of a priest in black and white, which is made even, it was just the only picture in the room and it was just a priest black and white. It just made the
He's
whole-
the man doing the possessions.
The whole experience just made it even scarier. I don't know, like it could be normal, it's just, we were just paranoid to that stuff. So
Yo, I have a story, right? Like my tito, when he was in the Philippines, my cousin, actually my little cousin, apparently she got possessed, and when she got possessed, she was like speaking in tongues. She's like speaking like gibberish, right?
Minecraft and enchanting table.
Yo, like literally. And what was crazy was my uncle was trying to like hold her,
mm-hmm.
and she was stronger than him. Like little girl, I'm talking like 6 years old, bro. Stronger than like
just a grown
old,
man,
yeah,
bro.
Grown
just
man.
A grown man.
Stronger than a grown man, bro.
Have you met her?
Yeah, like I know her.
Oh my gosh.
And I look at her, I'm like, no way.
You're
like,
possessed.
It's crazy.
Do you ever ask you, are you 100% cure? No, bro, if you're possessed, like what if that shit
no,
passes
I think I think like they did prayers and stuff for her and then it was all the way. But yo, there's so many stories like that, bro.
Yeah,
like,
no, my parents don't have that much in terms, but I know a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. A lot of stories where just really weird stuff happens, especially and even miracles, right? Being cured. Yeah. Oh, and my dad, he's had an experience where so when he was a kid,
mm-hmm.
he was on the roof of his house carrying a chicken coop or a box, right?
Yeah.
Trying to bring it down. And this guy fell from a roof, okay?
Oh, shit.
He fell from a roof, but he said that he felt a presence of an angel, like, letting him
no way.
Down. So my dad wasn't hurt at all.
He Yo, that's crazy. All, bro. That's crazy.
And the thing is, I've seen multiple stories like that, too, where people, like, commit suicide, but then there's, like, an angel that, like, they feel something grab onto them so that they go slowly down onto the thing.
No way.
And my dad has experienced that. He told me he jumped off a roof, bro. How are you gonna? He fell off a roof.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't mean to jump off. He fell off a roof and he felt a presence slowly bring him down.
Damn.
And that's why he's never hurt. And he always brings up that story because it's just cool. It's like,
yeah,
just experiencing anything like that. I think, especially if a person was to commit to, I think that's like a life changing
thing for them. It's like, bro,
you're meant to do something. You're meant to do something.
So, yeah. I really need to go out there, bro. I really need to go out
there. You need to go there. I think you're going to see how big basketball culture and sneaker culture is actually there.
Yeah, sneaker it's huge there.
It's pretty big, but since there's Green Hills, there's a lot of reps.
Oh, so yeah. So, like,
you know.
It's all fake.
And like, for some reason, everyone in the Philippines wears a puffer jacket to show their...
Why?
They wear a puffer jacket there, and full pants just to show that they got money.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because... Filipinos, there's families who have a lot of pride.
Okay? Oh.
There's families who got a lot of pride. They always got to show off that, well, we do this, we do that. We got money to buy this.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the one thing. There's also like very toxic Filipino culture, right?
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, you know what I mean? The flexors and stuff.
The flexors. There's also the fact that you always got to be a nurse.
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah. Well, what are your thoughts on that, fam? Like, because I feel like your parents, they're very lenient on your career,
For sure, they have been. I do feel that they've obviously hoped that I went into engineering.
Yeah.
That's why I took freaking physics and calculus in grade 12 for
because,
no reason.
Yeah, because just, the
just
backup.
Just to make sure that they wouldn't, if they ever disapproved of my career path, that I could go the way they want.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of Filipinos, like our age or younger, are scared to go off just because they want to stay within that stereotype, right?
Of being that makes sense.
Which it's scary. Like, it was scary when I asked my parents, but they were really lenient. They're like, yeah, you can do it. I was like, damn.
Because I think it's a new kind of It's like a new generation. And if things are changing, I see a lot of things are getting way better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How about you? How about your parents?
Bro, they didn't want me to do this, man. But
this? Like the podcast?
But they're very like... They're very understanding, you know what I mean? And I feel like once you prove yourself, then you deserve the respect to do it.
Once you prove that it can go somewhere and you can make some sort of... Because I feel it's very important that they can see that money comes out of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
it has to make sense at the same time, right? Like, even if I was a parent, I wouldn't let my son or like my child to do something where I didn't see a future in, because that's just me being protective, which I understand.
That's their job
to do that until I see like proof. Like, if you can prove to me, then I'm gonna accept it, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Which is really good. And I feel like as times go on, as like new generation comes, like it's gonna be more people can really follow their dreams now.
Yeah, like Filipinos are very we're very flexible.
Yeah,
like, we can encompass a lot of things, you know what I mean? Like, there's also those like the hood Filipino men, and then you got the posh, you got the rich Filipino man. Like, we cover this whole spectrum of almost anything.
There's so many like archetypes.
Yeah,
feel me. You got the barber Filipino. Then you got the ukulele Filipino.
You got the hooper with the ball shoes hanging off the back. Like, there's like different types, and it's cool. I mean, it's cool to see all that stuff, you know. It's just how we've put ourselves into this Western culture and just see what we've become. It's actually really cool.
Yo, one thing though is I feel like there's not really any influencers or kind of role models for Filipino youth besides like Manny Pacquiao, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Cause like, yeah. Could you name one?
No.
Besides Manny Pacquiao.
Besides Manny Pacquiao, I cannot give you one.
Everybody else is like half.
Yeah.
Everybody else is half like Filipino.
They were like, oh no. There's also this thing I saw where every Filipino is like this. Like, oh, he's half Filipino. Ariana Grande, half Filipino. Like, we'll claim as much as we can.
Yeah, they'll claim.
1/4 Filipino.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yo, her music slaps, bro.
Yeah, she's nice though. She's nice.
She's nice with it.
She's repping it.
Dude, it's just, we try and take as much, like, credit for a lot of stuff, even though it's like, oh, it's half Filipino or whatever. But like that question where can I think of one? No, I can't.
And I feel like we need to find somebody, bro.
Hey man, that could be you. that could be you, Gavin, and all your stuff. That could be you guys, because right now, especially since you have a viewing from the Philippines, that's your second most viewed. I think that's good because you're showing them you can do this shit. And like doing this shit, like especially manifesting.
Yeah.
Manifesting is very important. You've already emphasized on that. Manifesting just anything is really important, just to, you speak it into existence so that it comes to existence.
Yeah. Cause
plain and simple.
My biggest thing, like my biggest kind of motto is to just follow your dreams and make your life what you want to make it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I feel like as harsh as it sounds, is like we're all going to die at some point. And if you're on the pursuit of something that you don't want to do, I feel like it's wasted.
It's wasted, 100% wasted.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I know people who wasted their time on their first year saying, oh, I don't even want to do this. Mm-hmm. And then they change.
But see, I don't think that's such a bad idea to at least try something mm-hmm. first. You know what I mean? Because, yeah. for example, me, I went into marketing, like school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did learn stuff there, but it just wasn't for me. I didn't see a future with that path. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I decided to go on a different path, right?
Yeah.
But it really took for me to see that first to at least like be in that position yeah. and then realize like, okay, I can't do it like this. So let me see what this is like instead.
Yeah. It's right? really just taking the risk, man. Mm-hmm. Like what you did, like doing this full time, that's a huge risk and yeah. it paid off. It's a payoff. You just gotta be consistent. You gotta mm-hmm. market yourself properly, you gotta advertise yourself properly.
Yeah.
And you just do it and then it happens. It's really all about hard work.
Yo, because a lot of people, they think it's really easy and they think it's like, yo, you just have fun all the time. They don't see the hard parts of it, right? They don't really see the hard parts. And for you, especially because you're in that field of editing, mm-hmm. of like media.
Yeah.
You get to see like the behind the scenes, how mm-hmm. how all the hours of work go yeah. into it, how all the planning gets put in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yo, if you guys didn't know, me and Robin actually did like a documentary way back.
The fashion documentary.
We did it for high school.
Hey man, that was probably the beginning. Not gonna lie, that was when I realized, oh shit, this is actually kind of fun.
Yeah,
that's when I realized, like, yo, I can make a career. Like, I want to make a career out of this. Mm-hmm. I want to do something that actually brings joy to what I'm doing, yeah. rather than just sitting in a cubicle and all that. Like, no hate to men to do the cubicle, because I know some of you guys enjoy mm-hmm. it. Like, that's what you want to do, but it's not for me. And I wanted to find something. Or like I could work from home and still make, mm-hmm. still do the stuff.
Because like, yo, for me, it's like, if I'm going to work so hard, if I'm going to work like all of my effort into something, it's got to be for something I really want to do.
Yeah.
It can't be like I'm working 12 hour shifts or some job that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something that I'm not looking toward or like I don't see a future of myself being in.
Yeah.
Right. It's got to be something it literally has to be my dream. Yeah. Or I'm not going to be doing it.
Yeah. And that's the thing, especially like speaking of like toxic Filipino culture, is because a lot of kids are pressured because they want to be praised by their parents.
Yeah.
So they stick with the nursing, right? Mm-hmm. And then like second year, third year, they gas out. Mm-hmm. They gas out because, yo, this is too hard. They put so much time and effort. Are they enjoying it? No.
Yeah.
So then it like you really got to find out early, as much as possible, find it early as possible what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Because at that point, then you can start honing your skills. You can start doing what you want to do. So like, shout out to Pazani, you know. Like,
oh yeah, our teacher.
Our media arts teacher, comtech teacher. Yeah,
he like, taught us a lot.
He taught us a lot. He taught us what we needed to know in order for us to do what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
He showed us that there's tools that you can use to do mm-hmm. what you want to do.
And we didn't know it at the time, but we use that shit today. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I use it every day, bro. Like, no... I use it constantly.
We use what we learned in that class. It's a comtech class, by the way. So it's like all editing and like
communications technology.
Yeah, communication technology. So we use those skills today. Like I use that more than freaking math. You know what I mean? I use that more than like what I learned in history.
Yeah. Like a good example I can think of is Joseph Chanute. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Bro, he's done so much in terms, because he wanted to do sports photography. And now... Dude, this guy went to, what was it, Florida or LA? I don't know mm-hmm. where he went.
He went to Miami, I think.
He went to Miami. Yeah. And this guy did a shoot for basketball players. This mm-hmm. guy does shoots for gyms and stuff. And it like looks hella professional.
Yeah.
And like, remember that video he released when the Raptors won the championship?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember,
and
yeah.
Then, dude, and they got reposted on the Raptors. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, it's because he was consistent and he really wanted to do it. Yeah. So he did it. It's just really about wanting to do something. Just go
for it. And just shooting your shot. Like, looking, really, jumpers jump, like, literally. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to go do something, go jump towards your dreams.
Exactly, bro. Take your shot, Mike.
take that jump shot, bro.
Yeah, take that jump shot.
Because, yo, like, was it Michael Jordan? You miss all the shots you don't take.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, bro. 100%.
So just keep taking shots. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's never too late, too.
Yeah.
It's never too late because you can still pick something up. Yeah. As I think Gary Vee, he was like already 30 something, like late 30s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he went into digital marketing at like late 30s, exactly. bro. And look where he is now. He's known for digital marketing.
Yeah, there's men who go up to him, yo, I want to be like this and this. And he just tell them, yo, just do this, this, and this, mm-hmm. and you're blessed. It really, you just got to have the mentality. You got to have a strong mentality. That's it. Mm-hmm.
So what's the... What's Robin's end goal?
For me,
What do you want to see? Like, what's the best case scenario? What do you want to, what's your dream, bro? I want to hear your dream.
My dream is to be able to work for myself where I don't have to worry about anyone else, just myself and maybe like a crew, whatever, mm-hmm. and work for big companies like Nike, make commercials for Nike, make ads mm-hmm. for Nike. I really, like, you don't really understand how much advertising actually is involved into our culture.
Yeah.
There's so much of it.
So much.
Like, as simple as, for example, me wearing these Beats yeah. could be an ad for Beats and you wouldn't have known it.
Yeah, exactly.
The me using this mic mm. is an ad for Is Rode.
Yeah.
It's really... It's
not sponsored. Not sponsored. But if you want to sponsor, sponsor it.
You know, right here, like, it's as simple as just product placement, bro. Like, yeah. everything here could be an ad for something mm-hmm. and you wouldn't have known it.
Exactly.
And there's like a genius to it. Like, for example, I don't know if you've seen the recent McDonald's campaign they had for
with
their
BTS.
No, not that one. Not that one. They're trying to show that they were 24/7. And then they showed like the McDonald's logo arch appearing on like lights late at night.
Mm.
And you realize that there was like a lot of thought process into that. Even though it's so simple, so genius.
Yeah.
You'd think that it was like on the spot. That shit, there was a lot of work gone into that.
Yeah.
So like, I'm trying to be someone where be like, yo, I want to take inspiration from his work that he did, because that shit was amazing.
So you want to be a creative director then?
Yes. That's what, creative director and art director. Because creative director, you're more of the idea guy, right?
Bro, just talk to me more, fam. Like, I don't know if you don't show more, fam. That's literally my job.
Dude, we'll come up, we'll come out with freaking merch for this shit. We'll come up with
this. Yeah, we gotta do something.
I'm down, because I'm more of the guy who does stuff. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's hard to come up with an end goal, because I don't really, I'm not that great at coming at these, like as I said.
Yeah.
But I can make stuff. I know how to make stuff.
You got
I
have the skills necessary.
Required. Because I've ventured off into a lot of different things. I tried doing podcasts. I tried doing YouTube videos. I tried doing graphic designing, video editing, all that. I've tried it because I wanted to see what I like.
Yeah.
And I've done that in the span of like a few years. Sure, it's time, but at least I found out what I wanted to do.
Which is good. It's important, because you need to find out like what you really love to do, and you need to find something that it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah,
and I mean, you do something where it doesn't feel like work, and you just love doing it.
Yeah, that's my end goal. I want to do something so it doesn't feel like work. That's it. Sure, money's an extra, but like I want to do it so that I can enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Money will just be a plus, but it really is just doing something so that doesn't feel like work.
Bam, like. One of the biggest things I really want to do with not just this podcast, with just like whatever I do in general, is just bring the people that were there from the start with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, like, if you ever want, like, you need work.
Collab soon, I got bro. You.
Nah, like, dead ass. Because look at Brandon, bro. Brandon came on the podcast, and then he has like a little bit of following on Twitch now. You know what I mean? I just love to give people like that chance.
Yeah.
Like, even true. Josh. Josh is getting a little bit of like attention now.
Is anything like modeling or something? Like I seen he posts something like
modeling. Oh. He wants to start making content too, which like I'm pushing for him to do that. You know what I mean?
Why not, fam? He's been on here multiple times. Yeah, he's gotta do it.
Cause the support is real, and like if I can help my friends out and get them a little bit head start on something, like that means more to me than like freaking, that's such an important thing, like I want to see done.
Getting those men who are with you from the beginning, and
like for example, Drake, look at Drake.
Yeah.
All of like Drake's crew, that's all of his friends from high school, bro.
Whoa,
that's like his childhood friends. If you really bag it, like OVO Nico, like 40, he's known those guys for years.
Yeah, you just gotta bring those guys up from the beginning with you. That's really it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're along for the ride.
Yeah,
you're on the ride with me, and if I'm successful, I'm bringing everyone else with me.
Exactly.
That's the mentality, and that's a mentality that a lot of people should have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I know some people will get famous and forget and think everyone was fake, but like, bro, calm down.
Mm-hmm.
They were there with you, bro. Bring him with you.
Fam, the biggest thing for me is like I never want to change. Like I always stay true. Mm-hmm. They have a change. From high school, I'm still the same person. No matter what, I'm still the same person.
You're still the same. You're still like, obviously you've matured, but you, in terms of personality, what you wanted to do, it's still been the same.
Yeah.
It's still been the same person. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Just like honing in.
Yeah.
Honing in on your true self.
Honing on
and as you get older, bro, like you start to see yourself really become you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Like you start to be your true self as you grow older, as you mature, you start to take on like life lessons. You get experience with things and you become the real you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You realize your tendencies, you realize what you do best, what you don't do best.
Yeah.
And you just find out, this is what I'm going to do. That's it.
Because I feel like even when we're in high school, for all the high schoolers out there, like when you're younger, you start, you get to do things maybe you wouldn't even do, like, if you weren't influenced to do it. You know what I mean? So keep in mind, whenever you, let's say, like, you get into a certain hobby or a certain thing, try and step back and realize, like, why am I really doing it, right? Mm-hmm. Is it to impress somebody? Yeah. Is it because I actually love it? Or is it because it's because everybody else is doing it?
Yeah.
And if you want to do something else and step away from that norm, or step away from that, like, everybody's going down the same road because it's popular, because it's trending, nah, really go find your own path. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, as much as it has been said, no one gives a crap about popularity, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we realize, I think that's what we realized earlier. Like, we don't care about being popular. We wanted to, high school, you figure out, you do stuff that you really want to do because you'll find the people that'll want to do it with you.
Exactly.
That high school is where you find the people who really fuck with the stuff you're doing.
Yeah.
And will follow you. And then you'll all help each other. You'll all, like, yo, I can do this for you, I can do that for you, and all that. And, like, that's where you really find, like, who cares about being popular, bro? Like, a lot of mans fell off, I must say.
Yeah, because really, all it is just, like, finding true character. You know what I mean? Just finding true character. Yeah. If you can find that, it's worth more than fucking clout. Fucking, none of that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah.
What really matters is the experiences you share and the people you still can, like, hit up to this day.
Yeah,
I mean, I've known you for how long now?
Yeah, like, we don't really talk to each other. Like, we don't talk to each other every day.
Yeah,
but whenever, like, you hit me up, like, yo, okay.
Exactly, like, it's like no time lost.
No time lost,
No time lost.
It's as if you've never even seen them for that long.
Like, yeah.
It's as if you've always been with them.
Exactly. Like, for example, Josh, I could not talk to him for a year, but if he comes in the room, we're still talking like our last conversation.
Your last conversation was there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you just gotta find those guys.
Yeah, you gotta find those people, keep them close in your heart. You know, keep them around you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, we'll end it there though. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks for coming in, bro. Appreciate you.
Yeah, no, thank you, fam. Thank you.
Thanks for coming. If you want to plug anything, just plug it now, bro.
Yo, I stream on Twitch with a bunch of friends, Man to Hop On. And I also do a podcast. Right now, we don't got stuff coming out, but Disruptive Podcast, check that out.
Yo, I gotta hop on that, bro.
Yeah, no, Spencer wanted you to hop on. Yeah. So eventually, once we can, like, come into one room, because I feel like it's way more authentic like this.
Yeah, for sure.
How we were doing it, we were doing over video. So, like, I wouldn't really see him, but it'd be a recording of him, it'd be a recording of me.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't feel authentic. I want it to be like this. Next time, when you come on, it has to be like this.
Mm-hmm.
We're one-on-one, we're, like, talking to each other. Like, that's how we want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we got some previous episodes, but it's more during the time that happened, but you want to watch it, you got to watch it. It's there.
Yeah, I'll plug it in the bio. And yeah, all thanks for watching. Appreciate the support. Jumpers Jump out.
Yeah.